We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, from the Not News file, which is usually the biggest file here. Not News, suspected jihadists, they are actually self-declared jihadists, but whatever, kill 13 in northern Mozambique. Did you hear about this?
Well, no.
Yeah, they were Christians, and they killed them because they wanted the land they were on for their caliphate. So that's Mozambique. Yesterday it was 120 in Nigeria, but you know, whatever. Killed since the beginning of January that we talked about.
That's a pretty large amount of people that were killed by terrorists. You'd think that would make a sort of an international story there, wouldn't it?
You would think. And to their credit, Agency France did cover it. But it has not gotten anywhere near the hype or the fanfare or the wall-to-wall coverage that we've seen from the mainstream media.
I think we heard more about the tram shooting in the Netherlands yesterday than about that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not that, you know, lives are being taken. It's which lives are being taken that are important and whether they're useful for the narrative. If they're not useful, then the lives don't count, and neither does the atrocity. It's just, you know, how it works. So, and that ought to make you really suspicious when the media does care about lives being taken, because, you know, obviously there must be an agenda there somewhere, then, if they don't care when other lives are taken for religious purposes. But anyway, did you see what's going on with Devin Nunes?
Yes, we've been reporting on that, yeah.
Thank God. How many years have I begged and pleaded, somebody, please, for the love of God, sue Twitter. This has got to stop. What he is doing is brilliant. And nobody who's, you know, reported on this nationally I don't even think the mainstream media realizes what he's doing, because it's absolutely brilliant. He's seeking $250 million in damages, but that's not the main point of what he's doing at all. What he is doing, if you understand what Ted Cruz has said, Congress allows Twitter and Facebook to exist because they declared them impartial platforms and gave them protection from libel lawsuits. And the deal was that you're going to allow all kinds of speech by everybody, and we're going to give you protection from libel lawsuits if you're a neutral platform. You got to let everybody speak, and you get the protection. You can't be expected to censor every guy who's going through a divorce with his wife from saying terrible things about her online. But, you know, you let her speak, you let him speak, we're going to give you protection, right? You can't be sued. Because if they could be sued, they would be sued out of existence in a week. It would be over. You'd see the stock crash, it would be done. Well, they don't get this protection if they're not a neutral platform. Mm-hmm. We here at WRD are not a neutral platform. We take positions every single day, and we are not protected by Congress from libel lawsuits. Neither is WYFF or the Greenville News or anybody that Twitter and Facebook have stolen so much advertising from. So we operate with this huge disadvantage that we can be sued for libel if we say something about somebody that's not true, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was all fine and everything as long as they remained a neutral platform. What Devin Nunes' lawsuit does is demonstrate in excruciating detail that Twitter is not a neutral platform, that it has an extreme political agenda and does not deserve the protection given to Congress. It no longer merits it, and it can be sued for libel. And he's right. So what, you know, while the media is focusing on, oh, well, you know, they said this about Devin Nunes, they said that, that's not the point of the lawsuit. What Devin Nunes is saying is that Twitter allowed left-wing accounts to literally make stuff up about him, that he hired prostitutes, underage prostitutes, that he did. I mean, it's just outrageous stuff that's not true. That Twitter allowed bots, left-wing bots, to amplify it, that they did it because they wanted to target him for his questions in the Russia investigation to punish him. But at the same time, they did not give him a neutral platform to respond. They shadow banned him. So at the one end where they're ignoring Nunes's complaints and allowing people to libel him, defame him, make stuff up about him, and then have left-wing bots amplify it, on the other hand, they're squelching his ability to respond by shadow banning it. And what that means is you can write all the tweets you want, but nobody will see them, in the Twitter feed.
Doesn't sound like a neutral platform to me, does it?
Bingo. And that's exactly what he's saying, because if he can prove in court that they are not a neutral platform, they'll lose their libel protection. They lose their libel protection. You don't want to own Twitter stock on the day they lose libel protection. They're mm-hmm. finished. And so is the stock, because half the stuff people say on there is libelous. You're a racist. No, you're a racist. No, you're a Nazi. No, you are. No, your mama is. No, your mama is. I mean, you know, it's endless. And the only reason that that kind of dialogue can take place on Twitter is because it's a neutral platform. Everybody gets to have their say. Well, Twitter decided a few years ago they didn't want to be a neutral platform. They wanted to be a Democrat platform. And so what Nunes is doing is he's charging those two things. He is presenting evidence that they were allowed to libel him and he was not allowed to respond. That is not neutrality. And he is trying to get their algorithms to prove it. So he's saying, listen, you have to turn over your algorithms. Let's let the world see how you decide what to shadow ban and what to allow to be amplified. And if that's not neutral, you're done. And what that would do was legally force Twitter to strip those algorithms and go back to the way they initially operated, which was as a true neutral platform, and we would have freedom of speech again. That's what Devin Nunes is trying to do. He's not trying to win $250 million. He won't see that money.
No.
What he wants is the algorithms.
See, here's what I think is where it all went wrong. When you were allowed to open an account as an anonymous person, I think if we had all been required to have our name, our real name, on anything that we say or post on social media, whether it's emails, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, if everyone was required to register as their real name, I think so much of the mess that we have with social media, so many of the lies that we have, and the outrageous and libelous accusations would be more reserved, because then you would have to be accountable for what you said. We should have freedom of speech. Now, that doesn't necessarily apply to a commercial platform that is providing it, not like, you know, over-the-air broadcast like we have to deal with. But I'm saying it's ridiculous to think that you can open an anonymous account or hide your name or hide your identity and then make whatever kind of wild accusations you want to.
I don't know. I actually don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I mean, people in radio operate under fake names all the time.
Yeah, we don't get paid that way, though.
No, we don't. But, I mean, half the people in this building aren't using their real name on the air. I don't have a problem with that as long as everybody has an equal ability to respond. That's where the problem comes in. When they squelch the speech of some while allowing the amplification of the speech of others. When they take Laura Loomer's account for saying, hey, I just noticed that Ilhan Omar's an anti-Semite. But when Nancy Pelosi says the same thing, essentially, they don't take her account. That's not a neutral platform. That's not a fair debate anymore. And they don't deserve the protection that Congress has given them from libel lawsuits. So I would say that's how you solve it. You got to go back to free speech or you get to get sued for libel. Pick a choice. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, that's 71307. Texter writes, wait, Tara, is your real name Tara? Yes, it is. I can't tell you any more than that. Texter writes, Twitter has become the equivalent of an adult in middle school where people can't even act civil in Facebook. Facebook is getting just as bad. Texter writes, Lee just nailed it about Twitter. Take responsibility for your statements, little punks. Texter writes, Tara is really cute and Lee is really smart. Ouch. Thank you, I think. All right. Meanwhile, oh, you people kill me. You do. All right. Meanwhile, do you see this? I don't know what to make of this. You know what? This is one of those you do the show. Because, you know, whatever I say on this, I'm going to get pushback from you. So you know what? I'm just going to ask for pushback from you right out the gate, okay? First of all, I want to know if you think this is true. New study. This is in the UK Independent, one of the big three dailies in the United Kingdom. People are not full adults until their 30s, scientists say, people do not become fully proper adults until they've entered their 30s. That's according to brain researchers who say hard definitions of adulthood are looking increasingly absurd. That's because they study the hardwiring of the brain and find the brain is not does not finish developing fully. And it's basically operating system, you know, reaching its final stages, you know, adult hardwiring until our 30s. The latest research suggests these that the changes that are ongoing in the growth of the brain to the 30s, the brain is not really set until the early 30s, they're now saying, suggests these changes can have significant effects on young people's behavior, as well as making them more susceptible to mental health disorders. Processes that involve boosting the conductivity of nerves in the brain, building neural networks, and pruning away unwanted connections begin in the womb and continue for up to 3 decades. What we're really saying is that to have a definition of when you move from childhood to adulthood looks increasingly absurd. They say that they can say definitively that the brain is done growing in the 30s, but that it continues to grow and develop throughout the 20s. What do you think? Is that a crock or is it true? I'll tell you this. Listen, I was an adult in my 20s. I was an adult in my late teens when I was 18, 19 years old. I absolutely was. But compared to how I am now, I was a stupid adult. No, I was. I do not trust my decision-making ability in my 20s the way I trust my decision-making ability in my early 30s. Some of that's just life experience. I don't know if it was anything in my brain, but yeah. I mean, I can tell the maturity level difference. But then the question becomes, does that mean you're fully an adult? Do you have an adult enough brain, even if your brain is still growing and changing as it began doing in the womb? Or do you have enough of that gray matter set right that you could be considered fully done, fully baked? Love to know how you feel about this. And at what age do you think you're an adult? What age did you feel like an adult? Meanwhile, apparently parents are embracing this. Shocking new poll, this is from USA Today, says parents are killing kids' life skills because they're doing stuff for them, for their legally adult children. It's a new poll conducted by the New York Times and Morning Consult showed parents don't stop handling things for their children anymore when they become adults. Like what? Well, by the time kids are old enough for college and way beyond the point they should have graduated, parents, whether wealthy or not, are still doing things children can do for themselves, like 76% remind their adult children of deadlines they need to meet, including their schoolwork. 74% made appointments for them, including doctor's appointments. 15% of parents with children in college had texted or called them to wake up so they didn't sleep through a class or a test. Did your parents do this stuff for you? Daniel is on the line. Daniel, what do you think?
I think that's partially true and partially false. It depends on what happened to you while you were growing up. Like in my case, due to bad circumstances in the home, I had to grow up early and learn to be an adult real early in life. But for those that didn't have to go through something like that, you got to think about when they get into their 20s, the stupid stuff that they do. Like standing outside, like trying to go car surfing down the highway or jumping off a bridge just for the thrills of it. They act like little kids, but they are considered adults. But these same people that do this kind of stuff, by the time they hit their 30s, they've matured, they've settled down, they get their acts together. So it all depends on how it was that you were as a kid growing up and what was your situation.
Let me ask you this, Daniel, just having lived your life. At 18 years old, do you think that the brain is ready to go into war, into combat, and make the kind of decisions you have to make to survive on the battlefield?
At 18, I think it's easier for someone that's 18 because of what they have to go through boot camp, than it is for someone at 25.
Okay.
The brain could be rewired to accept that kind of trauma or bad situations in battle, to where someone at 25 would have a more difficult time dealing with it. because they're more inclined to have those wires set hard line that, you know, killing someone is wrong, but it's my duty to do this. I've been ordered to do it. Where it's someone at 18 goes into boot camp, they're able to be torn down easier, rebuilt to accept something like that.
That's an interesting perspective. Yeah, because at 18, you're literally still used to, all the way through 17, adults telling you what to do, right? So you're still very moldable. Which, in a way, that would be taking advantage of the sort of childlike nature, then, of somebody who's 18. That's a really interesting reversal of that. Okay, here's some of what people are saying on the text line. The brain isn't developed until 30. That explains a lot about AOC. Yes, it does. Another texter writes, raise the voting age to 30 now. Another texter writes, does that mean abortion is okay until 30 years old? You'd have to ask the fake Mexican, Beto O'Rourke. He'll know. Texter writes, could brain development be why our founding fathers set age limits for running for certain offices? Interesting, including the age limit of 35. Yes, great point. Another texter writes, I will be 36 in April. In many ways, I am just now maturing. I think it's legit. I kind of feel that way, too, in a way. Another texter writes, I am 65. With each passing year, I find my definition of age of adulthood increases. I'm sure that won't change. Got some other great responses here. We'll read those when we come back. Coming up, it's not just me. Others are beginning to do the math on the Democrat Party's presidential platform and find out even if we wanted to do it as a country, we could not. Even if we took every single dollar from every billionaire in the country, it wouldn't even begin to be a down payment on what they want to do, what they're running on. We're going to get into this coming up in a little bit. But first, new study shows, this is looking at how our brain is wired by neurologists, that our brain does not finish growing and developing until around the age of 30. Raising real questions, they say, about when adulthood begins. What do you think? Texture writes, great, another reason to treat people like children even longer. Now, the texture writes here, I absolutely agree with that. Look at how much we still grow and develop after high school and college. I feel like I could tell my brain was still growing into my 30s. I'm not taking their position. I should look back on how I thought even in my 20s, and let's just put it this way. It's better that I'm making decisions now than that seriously impact my life. Texture writes, well, research also shows your body starts declining at age 30 and your brain gets to watch. Thank you, I think. Texture writes, Tara, AOC is living proof that the UK study is true. Now, the texter writes here, I was told a long time ago that humans develop their impressions of the world until they are 40, and after that, it is rare they will ever change. Now, the texter writes, we have college kids' parents calling us, asking about interns or internships. Pick up the phone and call yourself. You're in college. Oh, yeah, this is from this other survey. Study. Which apparently, parents are doing a lot of stuff for their adult kids now that theoretically the adult kids could do. Like, 22% help them study for a college test. Well, I mean, if my child asked me to do that, like, hey, Mom, I need somebody to study with. Will you just quiz me? I would do that. I don't think that's a big deal if they asked. But some of this, I don't know. 16% helped write all or part of a job internship or application. That's, I don't know. 14% told them which career to pursue. 14% helped them get jobs or internships through professional networking. 12% gave more than $500 per month for their rent or daily expenses. 11% helped write an essay or school assignment. 4% wrote all or part of an essay or other school assignment. Apparently, this is a big problem, by the way. I've heard this from teachers for the last couple of years. Parents, like, doing kids' homework. Texter writes, when I was 18, I thought I could go to war and bullets would just bounce off me. Kids are like that. I have just begged mine, please don't jump down the stairs. You're going to break your neck. They don't think that. They think they will live forever. They really do. Texter writes, like most things, there are degrees. Brain biology is one thing, and emotional intellectual maturity is something different. One can influence the other. Another texter writes, rental car companies say being an adult is 25 years old. Maybe they know a few things. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307. So Fox News pulls Judge Jeanine Pirro and then hires the lying, cheating Donna Brazile Fox News is becoming a cesspool. I did think that when I heard it. Say it ain't so. All right, Scott is on the line. Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a couple things missing in the information in the article that you're quoting as far as brain development goes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think of it. There's two different tracks. I'm a researcher in this area. There's two different tracks. Decision-making matures at about 18 to 22. And that's what I'm talking about is the DNA-encoded, hardwired aspect of your decision-making. What's missing and what develops, and you touched on it a little bit earlier, is your experience level that you put into that hardwiring. What is in development from that period up to the early 30s, about 32, is relationship development. If you think about people in that age, they're all very wired to be out and about and doing things with friends and all that sort of stuff. And again, that's part of the maturity process. There's a whole different set of circuitry that goes into creating relationships, and again, that's, and I'm going to throw a statistic at you that you'll understand that comes from your industry. You know that people start tuning into your station to listen to talk radio around 32, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And in the statistics here, and what happens at that age is they start to phase out of the maturity level of developing relationships. So think of it this way, you know, they're in tune to music or whatever it may be. Whenever you tune in an artist or listen to music, that's your brain seeking a relationship with that person. Let me give you another example of this process. Almost all the great physics and mathematics people of the ages generally make the discoveries before age 32. That is because they are most prone to seek out and form opinions or join into relationships with other people. And that means studying their works, reading their works, and all that. That tends to decline afterwards. It still happens, but not at the rate that it occurs in those years between 22 to 32. And there's a give or take about 3 years either way on those numbers. Again, we're looking at a group of people, and it's an average, and you know there's a distribution of maturity dates. So you kind of have to look at that, not that you're mature, that there are certain sectors or certain activities of the brain that are maturing.
So you do this kind of brain research, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, off the top of your head, when are you an adult? To you, Scott, when is your brain an adult brain?
32.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what should you not be doing before 32, really, if you're not an adult then, do you think?
Well, again, decision-making, that whole process, again, is mature. So, and I think, let me, not doing, that's, again, I'm not real comfortable with that phraseology. That's not how I would phrase it. I would just say you're going to be attuned to making relationships and developing relationships is going to be a priority for brain. It's not the only thing it does. It's just an emphasis, a priority. So,
I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Okay, so, I mean, I think what you have here kind of, Scott, is almost a cautionary tale. Like, maybe you should not commit to a major relationship before 32 in terms of marriage, having kids, that kind of thing. I don't know. Interesting, though, that you break it down into two tracks. Love to know what others think about this. 800, thank you, Scott, for your phone call. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Oh, I got to read this one. I was the oldest of five. Well, this is from the text line. I was the oldest of five with a single mom and got two jobs the day I turned 16 and worked and was responsible for my high school and college. My husband was the youngest of three, got the life scholarship and was pretty much paid to go to college and didn't have a job in high school and college. We got married when I was 21 and he was 27, and I am still more mature. I studied childhood development and absolutely believe that science proves boys mature slower than girls. Oh, I believe that too, having both. But I also feel environment's a huge part of it. Hmm. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line on the new study, brain science development study that shows your brain doesn't fully finish developing till you're 30. So when should adulthood begin? Brilliant text earlier from somebody who said, hey, listen, this isn't a new idea. The founding fathers put limits, 25 years and 35 years old, respectively, on holding certain political offices. So they knew. So if it's good enough for the founding fathers, that'll be good enough for us today for a definition of adulthood. And in fact, that definition of adulthood was adopted into Obamacare, right? Stay on your parents' insurance till you're a child of 26. Texter writes, I'm 49 and I'll always be a Toys R Us kid. Now the texter writes, that's why Nancy wants 16-year-olds to vote. I like this. Another texter writes, shocking new study proves the brain doesn't fully mature until one becomes a conservative. Ooh, I like this. Another texter writes, a bunch of 18-year-olds stormed the beaches at Normandy. They did a pretty damn fine job. Maybe this is a generational thing. Perhaps. Texter writes, 16-year-olds are the new minority. The Democrats are trying to turn against the right. Texter writes, my college student... Oh, okay, this is Tracy and Gaffney. My college, I guess she means her child. My college student said I was terrible because I made her fill out the student portion of the FAFSA. All her friends' parents did theirs for them. Really? I filled out all my college stuff. It didn't dawn on me to ask my parents to do it. Now the texter writes, I work for an apartment that rents mostly to college kids. You would not believe how many parents call for their kids to fuss about, call on behalf of their kids, to fuss about late fees because their kids can't pay rent on time with a 5-day grace period. Oui, vey. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm 19 and I listen to your show. Oh, well, you're at the top of the maturity curve then. Boy, by the time you're 30, you'll know more than your political science professors. Yeah, you will. Far more than they'll ever know. Texter writes, by the way, any kind of talk radio will do that for you. Best free education out there that there is. Texter writes, it's your welder friend here. I truly believe that women mature quicker than men. I believe that too, having two boys. Because I'm 50 and pretty sure my last words will be, damn, that didn't go as planned. That's not good in a welder. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because y'all could burn stuff down or cause it to collapse. But anyway. Texter writes, and some politicians think that a 16-year-old is mature enough to vote. I knew somebody would text me this too. Texter writes, me and my wife were married at 20 and 19. 18 years later, we're still married and more in love now than then. Have 3 kids and are happy. Now the texter writes, 18 to 25 is good enough to get blown up by enemy combatants, not developed enough to be considered an adult. At least that will be pretty cannon fodder. Nations used to try to raise their youth, but nowadays it seems like we incentivize and enable lifelong childhood. Another texter writes, I think age 32 would be a good age requirement to vote. And finally, to sum up what a researcher was saying, basically in your 20s, you have the ability to make decisions. But by 32, you have developed the wisdom based on experience. And your brain needs time to interpret that experience. I agree with that. Coming up in just a few minutes, the base is enraged because they feel they are owed things paid for by rich people. And they are enraged that anybody is standing in the way of those things they feel they are owed, like Medicare for all. But even if we all agreed we should do these things, could we physically do them? I mean, is there enough money in the whole world to do them? You're going to want to tune in next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.